Back now with Day to Day, money can't buy you love. ExxonMobil is learning that. Its profits are huge, but there were protesters at the company's yearly shareholder meeting. And today, the government is expected to ask the company for more money to clean up the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And first, Janet, why more money for a spill that happened nearly 20 years ago?
Well, Madeline, back when the civil settlement was reached with Exxon, there was a provision in the deal that allowed state and federal officials to come back for a specific time period and ask for up to $100 million additional dollars to pay for any unforeseen damages. Now, today is the deadline for officials to put Exxon on notice as to whether they'll be seeking those funds, and they're expected to do so. Exxon has paid $900 million in restitution for the spill, but many in Alaska are still upset. They say that Exxon hasn't paid them punitive damages. And this is especially stirring emotions today because yesterday Exxon announced it had made first quarter profits of $8.4 billion. And last year it made $36 billion in profits. I spoke to Chris Rilling. He was a fisherman on Prince William Sound from 1983 to 1993.
Despite the enormous, unbelievable profits that ExxonMobil has made in the last year and this quarter, they're refusing to pay the measly $5 billion that they owe us, commercial fishermen and others, as a result of the Exxon Valdez spill.
But Exxon said it's already paid for damages, and hundreds of studies by Exxon have shown the environmental effect on Prince William Sound is less serious than what other researchers have turned up.
And there were unhappy people at Exxon's annual meeting yesterday. Tell us about that.
That's right. There was some controversy over the compensation package for Exxon's retired chief executive. Some shareholders had called it excessive. And as you had mentioned, Valdez victims were there protesting at the meeting, and environmental groups were calling for Exxon to invest in more sustainable energy projects.
And were people upset about the high price of gas?
Well, I think that that is permeating the country with some consumers anyway. I spoke with Arizona State Business Ethics Professor Marianne Jennings about this, and she says especially now Exxon needs to put the Valdez oil spill behind them.
With the gas prices being what they are, people are so emotionally charged. You know, when the political winds are going against you, what you don't want is this huge public outcry and media nightmare.
So Exxon will have 90 days to respond to claims from the officials. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're looking at how New Orleans infrastructure has been rebuilt in the year since Katrina.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.